The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes, I am, yes, I am.
Hey, hey, welcome to Political Bomb Show. Rayshon Blyden here. Friday. Rainy Friday. The main thing I want to talk about today is the new immigration policy. Is it just hyperboles or is this really going to happen? Basically, is Trump campaigning for 2020 knowing that these things won't happen? That's the main thing I want to talk about today. But there's plenty of other things in the news to start with, like Trump administration releasing illegals into South Florida, Rocket Man standing O, star move to tears, review fun and corny, judge orders parts of Mueller report unredacted made public, Flynn told about attempts to obstruct, special counsel testimony stalled by executive privileges, grand jewelry still working. This one is really nice. The New York Post, they have a whole bunch of people laughing, and it says, De Blasio runs for president. I couldn't have put it better myself. Culture War 2020, Republican race to restrict abortion, laws could backfire, clinics vowed to stay open, Burger King delivers Whopper to LA drivers stuck in traffic, Taco Bell's open hotel and resort, what do they sell there, food, taco, a vote by phone tech, I don't like that at all, no way, Boris going for it, good, I like that guy, May gone by June, hit the road, don't you come back no more. How smartphones sabotage Brian's ability to focus. TV channel uncovers fraud in talent show voting. I want to know about that. Germany's top court orders broadcasters to air neo-Nazi party. Are you kidding me? Europe's far right wooing the young, and many, many more things right after this.
I had a scary dream that I was born to be a liberal woman from California, not a good old boy like me. I dreamed that I was Speaker of the House of Representatives, making life hard on all the conservatives. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. She's not the kind of person I want to be. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'd rather be this good old boy with values and integrity. If I was Nancy Pelosi, I'd be power hungry. I'd be a politician without integrity. I'd be friends with Harry Reid and Barack Obama, helping them pass laws that are bad for America. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. She's she's not the kind of person I want to be. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'd rather be this good old boy with values and integrity. If I was Nancy Pelosi, I'd be twisting and breaking arms, blinking my eyes and looking pretty and using my female charms. I'd be pushing a liberal agenda, excluding everybody on the right, and anybody who went against me would be in for a fight. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. She's not the kind of person I want to be. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'd rather be this good old boy with values and integrity. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. She's not the kind of person I want to be. Thank God I'm not Nancy Pelosi. I'd rather be this good old boy with values and integrity. I'd rather be this good old boy with values and integrity.
Hi there, welcome back. How are you? Very good. PoliticalBombshow.cf. PoliticalBombshow.cf. We always encourage you, of course, to leave me voice messages. I would love your feedback. It's easy and simple to do. Now, judge orders parts of Mueller report to be unredacted. Let's see which judge this is. Federal judge orders parts of Mueller. Why can't they just let this thing go? It's really stupid. Federal judge has ordered portions of special counsel Robert Mueller, the donkey jackass, report to be unredacted and made public in criminal case against former National Secretary of Advisor Mayor Michael Flynn. Security Advisor Michael Flynn. U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan issued the limited order Thursday. Portions of the report relating to Flynn are redacted and would be made public under the order. So sick of it. Let's see. Trump admins release illegals into South Florida. Well. The Trump administration is preparing to release hundreds of asylum-seeking migrants caught along the southern border into Florida's Broward and Palm Beach counties. As if Florida didn't have enough problems with crime and killings, now you're going to bring on this mess. And that's all I got to say about that. Unbelievable. Rocket Man! Rocket Man! Rocket debuts to huge applause. Well, Elton John's life and career premiered to thunderous applause and standing ovation Thursday at the Cannes Film Festival. It just hit the world premiere of hashtag Rocketman and Kane 2019, and boy, are you in for a treat. One viewer wrote on Twitter, what a wonderfully acted and directed treat of brilliant story. Another audience member tweeted, Tehran Adercon, I don't care, whatever. Who cares? Special counsel testimony stalled by executive privilege. Let's see what this is all about. Mueller donkey testimony to Congress stalled by executive privilege claim. Special Counselor Robert Mueller's appearance before a House panel has been stalled partly due to discussions on whether the White House assertion of executive privilege would limit his testimony, according to people familiar with the matter. The House Judiciary Committee and Mr. Mueller's team have been in negotiations for days about the contours of the special counsel. Who cares? Attorney General William Barr released the Mueller report, published blah, 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 blah. Who cares? I don't care. I don't care about you. What do I do? I don't give a... Let's read about this. The mayor mocked. De Blasio runs for president. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Laugh line. Boom, boom. The New York Post officially launches a 2020 presidential campaign. Bill de Blasio. After nearly half a year of hemming and hawing, Mayor de Blasio on Thursday entered the 2020 presidential race, becoming the 24th Democrat to join the jam-packed field. The term out politician known for his habitual tardiness finally decided to run after 5 months of toying with the White House bid. I'm de Blasio, and I'm running for president. It's time we put working people first, the mayor said in a 3-minute YouTube video announcing his candidacy. The opening shots include de Blasio zipping around the city in the back of a SUV, his gas-guzzling choice of transportation for the 11-mile jaunt from blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I don't care. Keep 'em coming, keep 'em coming, keep 'em, keep 'em coming. Keep 'em coming. 17-year-old Scoops News. 17-year-old Scoop News. 17-year-old Scoop News. 17-year-old Scoop Scoop News. 17-year-old Scoop News. Are you 17-year-old politics junkie Scoops? Bill de Blasio on news of his own presidential launch. Yeah. Who cares? I'm so bored with him. F a pod here. Vote by phone. This, I don't like this at all. You know how easy it would be to cheat? Not a good idea at all. The vote by phone tech trend is scaring the life out of security experts, of course, and as well as it should. With their playbook for pushing government boundaries as a guide, some Silicon Valley investors are nudging election officials towards an innovation that prominent coders and cryptographers warn in downright dangers for democracy. Voting by phone could be coming soon to an election near you. I don't like it. Not at all. Democrats will cheat even more than ever before. Taco Bell's opened a hotel and resort. I want to see this. What is this? For a limited time, Taco Bell is opening a hotel and resort based around the brand. See, I knew it. You know what? You know what? Honestly, you know what just popped into my mind? I'm showing my age in there, but remember that movie Demolition Man? Well, that's exactly what popped into my mind. Come on. If you never saw Demolition Man with Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone, it's worth a watch. it's definitely worth a watch. I feel like watching it now. I don't know if it's in my collection, but I did have it on DVD, but I'm sure I could find a digital copy. But if you watch that movie, you'll see why when I read this story, that movie popped right into my mind. Because to make a long story short, I don't want to spoil the movie if you're going to watch it. It's an old classic movie, very good, Demolition Man. But basically the premise was that the world, I can't remember, for lack of better words, was put into ruins. And Taco Bell was the only franchise that survived. And so every single restaurant in the future is Taco Bell. So that's what I thought of when I saw this. Anyway, Taco Bell's latest limited time offer isn't nacho fries. It's a hotel, man. The Mexican fast food chain is taking over a Palm Springs, California hotel and resort in its latest move to recognize the brand's super fans. Reservations will open June and guests can start checking in August 9th. The Yum Brands unit didn't specify how long it would operate the hotel. The Bell will feature a gift shop with exclusive Taco Bell themed apparel and on-site salon with Taco Bell inspired nail art and hair styling services. Taco Bell's chief brand officer, Marcia Dahlberg, that don't sound Mexican, said that the food don't taste good. That the idea, meat is like horse, for a Taco Bell themed hotel is meant to be playful and fun, but the brand sincerely intends for it to be an unparalleled experience and opted. Okay, I don't care. I don't eat that food anymore. There was a story a long time ago. The beef that they were using was so low in grade, it wasn't even equivalent to make Alpo dog food. So, I don't know if it's changed since then, but I'm never going back there. Not at all. Anyways, the Rasmussen poll puts Trump at 45% approval. President releases financial disclosure that I don't care about, so I won't read about it. Doesn't influence me at all. I care about the wall. BTW, BTW, BBBB, BTW. Anyone interested in AEW, AEW, AEW? I gotta admit, folks, I don't watch wrestling anymore. I've stopped watching wrestling since Triple H did, what do you call that? I can't even remember when he came out as I don't even remember what the heck it was. The Boss, I forgot, whatever they call him, when they were, you know, Triple H in a suit and they took over the show. And it was just too much. I couldn't take it anymore. I was pissed with them to begin with because their philosophy is if you can't beat the competition, you buy them out. And that's what happened. I used to love WCW, especially the Nitro. That was awesome. And they killed the competition. But this time around, honestly, I gotta say, this guy, with AEW, the cons, they're not gonna buy them out. They have more money than you, Vince. And the concepts that they're bringing wrestling back to how it used to be when I was growing up, when I enjoyed wrestling, where I looked forward to it, basically to make it more realistic, to, you know, make it more sports centered instead of entertainment, because that's what WWE does. It's like a sports entertainment. It's more, they focus more on entertainment, but AEW, from what I'm gathering, is going to be more centered around sports to make it sports, and they have a big TV deal on TNT. And so I don't even know if I have. Do I even get TNT? I guess I do. I gotta look and see. I'm pretty sure I get TNT, but I'm definitely gonna check it out. I mean, it's a big buzz going on around it, and I am definitely interested in seeing what they're gonna do with it. Like when I was growing up, wrestling used. I don't remember exactly which wrestling it was, but they used to have time limit. Like it'd be like a 30-minute match or whatever, and if the time limit expired, it'd be a draw or whatever. I think that they're bringing that back. I heard JR talk about it. He's gonna be with AEW as well. He's gonna be and he was being interviewed by Booker T. Was it Booker T? Someone? No, Bubba. The Bubba Show. He was being interviewed there, and he kind of sort of let that cat out of the bag. But I like that, and it's just I'm feeling good about going back to wrestling after, I don't know, a 10-year hiatus. So I'm not even sure how I got off on this rant about wrestling. But anyway, I will be giving it a gander and see how it goes. Burger King delivers Whoppers to LA drivers stuck in traffic. I don't eat Burger King anymore. I used to like it at one point, but I don't eat it. In fact, I don't really eat any fast food anymore, honestly. Because when I work, I bring my own lunch. Being a homeowner now, I can't afford to be buying, you know, breakfast and lunch every day, or even every other day. I'm just not doing it at all. Period. And so I don't eat out anymore. I really don't eat out unless it's like a special occasion and going out with friends and stuff. But anyway, what it says here. After a successful test in Mexico City, fast food chain Burger King will begin delivering food to drivers caught in traffic in Los Angeles, what they have dubbed the traffic jam Whopper. I could care less. I really could care less. Half of Americans just one paycheck away from financial disaster. I am one of them. I really am. I am one of them. And yeah, I'm not gonna get into it. If you want to know what I'm not saying here, you can certainly follow my Snapchat story and see what I'm talking about. And my Snapchat is P Bomb Show. Definitely will keep you entertained, and some people get caught up in my shenanigans, and it's a cool thing. So if you want to follow me on Snapchat, again, it's P Bomb Show. Let's see what else is going on here. Grant, what is this? How's Dems fall in line with Nancy Pelosi? No impeachment strategy. TV networks face make it or break it. Yeah, very good. Let's get into that. See what that's all about. How you like them apples? You know, some of the my Snapchat followers, they are something else. So, you know, if you're used to Snapchat, you'll know what I'm talking about. But you know how you could speed things up? So I sped it up to the max, and I said, "How do you like them apples?" And so someone hits me back up, and they wrote exactly what I said. I was like, "How did you figure that out?" So this guy, he recorded me with the phone. I forgot what you call it. What do you call it when you make your phone record? I don't know if you call it, I can't think of the name right now, but he recorded me. He put it put it in his editor and slowed it down by 200% just so he could figure out what I was saying. I was like, man, it's a good thing I didn't say anything too crazy. So I gotta be careful what I say on my Snapchat, because even if I speed it up, you got people sneaky people out there who are slowing my video down. But anyway, let's get back to this story. The 2019-20 primetime TV grid, Blue Bloods escapes WWE SmackDown CW's Female Superhero Sunday. This is US versus Departing Empire plus Big Bang Theory. Oh, I want to know. I remember this. This is the lesbian Batwoman, if I'm not mistaken, on the CW. I wanted to check that out and see what it was all about. Okay. Gotham is gone. Very sad. Great season finale, though. There's some shows that I loved, and even though they were gone, their season finales were phenomenal. A la Breaking Bad, phenomenal season finale, or the show finale. Gotham was great. Dexter was very disappointed in Into the Badlands, very disappointed in that. And looking forward definitely to Sunday for Game of Thrones. I don't know what's gonna happen there, but the last show that I watched last Sunday, man, wow, all I gotta say is wow. I don't want to do any spoilers, but wow, I don't know what's gonna happen. Definitely going to be something to watch. That's for sure. But Gotham is gone on Fox. But Gotham City is swinging back to the small screen with a touted Batwoman on the CW superhero Sunday lineup and taking on Tiffany Haddish and ABC for the non-NFL crowd, still perched at 10 p.m. Blue Bloods will continue to top Friday nights in viewership despite Fox debut WWE SmackDown that night. Pulling up, but I don't care. I don't care about you. I do. What else do we have? Boris going for it. Very good. Koala's functionality extinct. James Simmons briefs Pentagon Press. Vanity Fair editor hits back on Beetleborn to run quote, regrets he did say it. What else? Apprehensions up 42% on northern border as illegals try to enter from Canada. Thousands more to South Florida suck. Facial recognition can identify person in seconds. That's about it. Take a quick break and I'll come back with the topic as, do you think the new immigration policy is just a 2020 campaign by Trump, a campaign stump rather, or is this legitimate? We'll talk about it.
Nancy Pelosi sure look cute in a big beaded necklace and a fancy dancing gear. Earmark $30 million for a little swamp rat. Stick a foot right in her mouth while her head's up in her ass.
Bombshow.cf. Don't forget, if you're into Snapchat, you'll want to know what I'm up to each and every day. Downright hilarious. Sometimes it makes you want to cry. P Bombshow, that's my Snapchat. Let's get into my opinion. So, I was sent a Wednesday. I was sent a text from the Trump administration saying, I need your opinion on something in the next hour or so, or whatever. So I click on it. I can't remember all of the questions. It's usually 4 or 5 questions, and then they want to know if you have anything else to say on the end. I remember one specific question asking me, I can't remember exactly, but I think it's asked me if I believed that Trump was going to do anything on the immigration, and I said no. And so when for the follow-up, I pretty much wrote that I don't think that anything is going to be done, and it's all going to be whatever he talks about building the wall. It's just a campaign that's going to extend for 2020 to try and get my vote again, and I'm not going to fall for it. I said, I don't believe that the wall is going to be built. And I heard him say in today's speech from the Rose Garden that many of the wall parts of the wall is being built. I never see any video proof of footage of this. Well, maybe I haven't really looked for it, but I don't think there's anything out there. So I'm not gonna believe it. It's plain and simple. And I feel like it's a campaign ploy again. And so I'm not gonna stop feeling like I'm a guy where you gotta show me the proof. Let me see the proof. Otherwise, I'm just not going to believe it. I'm just going to call you a BS artist. That's it. I'm not going to believe it until I see it. See, you've heard the old adage, seeing is believing. Well, seeing is believing. And if and I ain't believing because I ain't seeing. Has anyone else seen any parts of the wall being built? I mean, seriously, because I haven't. And if you have seen it, I would like for you to shoot me a voice message and tell me where you've seen it. You heard my sponsor. It's that quick and that easy. Just send this through. I would like to know if you seen any evidence of the wall being built. And just like the sponsorship said, just might end up on the show. So, what are you waiting for? You know what to do. I want to know, do you agree or disagree with me? If you agree, that's fine. If you disagree, that's also fine. I'll put them all on the show. I just want to hear something. Because I honestly don't believe that it's going to happen. And I love the president. I voted for the president. But I don't think that it's going to happen. As much as I want it to happen. He's saying all the right things just like he did the first time around. But am I going to believe it like the first time around? That is the question. Because by nature, I'm a skeptic. I'm very, very skeptical by nature. So I don't know that it's going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. I could be totally off base with this one. And that's fine. I would gladly apologize for being wrong. But unfortunately, I don't think anything's going to happen. At least not with a Democrat Congress. It's not going to happen there. I heard that Lindsey Graham and I can't think of the other one, that they have their own proposals as well. So I think Graham is in the Senate. So the Senate is still Republican. So that'll pass the Senate, but it won't pass the House. And so I don't know. I'm just so sick and tired of all of it. I really am. I can't deal with it. It's really, really unfortunate that we have to go through all of this because no one can tell the truth anymore. It's all lies. It's not no honesty and integrity there anymore. You honestly believe everything now? I don't. I want to. But I'm not an idiot. I'm not a fool. And I know it's not happening. It's just not going to happen. So don't you dare tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I know what I'm talking about. And if you don't believe me, it's okay. But you're going to learn the hard way. You're going to understand that you have to use what God gave you. Use your senses. Understand the things that are being said. Know that it's not happening. Okay? I've lost faith, in other words. I've lost faith. I've lost faith, okay? I've lost faith. He's not God. He's not Jesus. That's the only. I will never lose faith in God and Jesus, you know? That's faith for life and afterlife forever. But I've lost faith that anything is going to be done here. I'm sorry. I not sugarcoat it. I am not a no. I'm not a never Trumper by any means. Not by any means. Not by a long shot. But if you ask me if I believe that anything is going to happen with immigration, I say no. And that it doesn't mean it's because of him necessarily. But you just know, and he's got to know it's not going to happen. And that's my whole point in doing this and saying this, is that he's got to know that nothing's going to happen. So why is he saying it anyway? It's got to be for brownie points, for lack of better words, to gain brownie points. So in 2020, when he's running for re-election, he can say, look, I tried to give you guys what you wanted, and the Democrats stopped me. And that's all it boils down to. It seems like that's the reason why it's being done. Now, do I blame him? No, but I'm angry it's not happening. I wonder why is he keeps... Well, one thing that he did, they took money from defense, I think 1 point something billion, and put it towards the wall. But I need proof. I want to know. I want to see with my eyes. Seeing is believing. And I ain't seeing nothing. You blew it. You blew it. You know what I'm saying? So I need to see with my eyes, man. See with my eyeballs. If I don't see with my eyeballs, then I don't know what to say at all. And that's pretty much all I have to say on this subject. So, again, seeing is believing. Anyone out there who've seen, you came, you saw, they died. No, that's Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, we're not in Benghazi anymore. But, no, seriously, if you've seen any proof, leave us a voice message. Explain it to us. When I say us, I mean us, the political bomb show audience. And we'll be sure to follow up, because I want to see it for my own self. So that's about it, folks. Don't forget, Taco Bell, they're going to have their own hotel. And if, you know, I don't even know if this movie's on Netflix or Hulu or anywhere, but Demolition Man, you got to check it out. It was a good flick. Have a good weekend, everyone.